Welcome to the Fantasy Hockey Guide. In this limited podcast series, my goal is to provide you with everything you need to start playing fantasy hockey. Whether you've dabbled in hockey pools in the past, or even if you've never played before, I'm going to start at the beginning and walk you through everything you need to start playing fantasy hockey. My name is Mike Rogerson, and welcome to the Fantasy Hockey Guide. Welcome to episode 3 of the Fantasy Hockey Guide. In this episode, I'm going to talk about keeping score in fantasy hockey. Now, although every league is different and everything can be adjusted to taste, I'll get into some of the main differences between scoring setups and talk about how those differences are going to affect everyday involvement in gameplay. I will also get into some of the differences between scoring settings on platforms like FanTrax and Yahoo. And finally, I'll run through the scoring setups of a few popular leagues, such as the 5-Hole Fantasy Hockey Listener Leagues, Apples and Geno's Experts League, Keeping Carlson's Cupful, and of course, my very own Smythe Division. As we go through this series, we're going to cover a lot of definitions of terminology that you may not have heard before. I'll include timestamps to all these in the show notes so you can easily come back and find exactly what you're looking for if you have any questions later. As always, if you follow me on X or Twitter at @TheMikeRogerson and use the hashtag FantasyHockeyGuide, I will get back to your questions right away. Last episode, we talked about the difference between points leagues and categories leagues. So you can refer back to the show notes in episode 2 and look for the timestamp for points leagues versus categories leagues if you need a refresher on some of those details. Let's start with points leagues. If you remember from episode 2, in a points league, each stat category is given a point value, and at the end of the scoring period, the person with the most total points wins. In a points league, all included stats contribute towards your point total, so in a way, all stats are good stats. Everything goes towards the same goal. When you're setting up a points league, it's not crucial how many categories you include, or really even what categories you include. That's totally up to you. But the one thing you should keep an eye on is at the end of the day, the best players end up with the most points. The way that you achieve this is by making sure you set up a balanced scoring system. So, as a bad example, I was in a league a couple of years ago where the commissioner scored blocks way too high. And I noticed this, and I ended up winning the league by picking up Chris Tanev and Adam Larson. Because the scoring, the way it was set up, blocks were equally as valuable as goals. Let's take a look at the default settings for points leagues in Yahoo as an example. Goals are worth 3, assists worth 2, plus minus worth 1, penalties minutes worth 0.5, power play points worth 1, shots on goal worth 0.4. For goalies, wins are worth 4, goals against are worth negative 1, saves worth 0.2, and shutouts worth 2. Now, Yahoo is the most popular site for hosting fantasy hockey leagues, so I guess you could consider these standard settings. But as much as I love the Yahoo platform, I definitely have a few issues with their standard scoring system here. So as you know, everything can be adjusted, so if you see or hear something that you think should be different from what you see here or from what I say, you can always adjust to taste. The first place you usually start is with your goals versus assist balance. In other words, how many points for a goal and how many points for an assist. In Yahoo, goals are worth 3, assists are worth 2, and I think that's a pretty good balance. The balance between your goals and assists determine how much you're valuing goal scorers versus playmakers. One thing to keep in mind, goals are rare. In the 22-23 season, only 5 players broke 50 goals, whereas 31 players broke 50 assists. Another way you can think about it is to look at the leaders. So in the 2022-23 season, Connor McDavid led the league with 64 goals. So using Yahoo's standard settings, that would give you 192 fantasy points. whereas the assist leader, who is also Connor McDavid with 89 assists, would be worth 178 fantasy points. In other words, the leading goal scorer is a little bit more valuable than the leading playmaker, which I agree with. I do like rewarding goals, obviously, but not too much, because another byproduct of overvaluing goals is you can end up undervaluing defensemen who score significantly less goals than forwards. All in all, I like a goal versus assist balance of either 3-2 or 4-3. Moving through the stats, you'll see that Yahoo also includes plus minus, which is honestly pretty odd at this point. Plus minus was used a lot in the past before we kind of had real stats, but most people are kind of against it at this point, with the main argument being that it devalues players on bad teams and overvalues players on good teams. It's more of a team stat than an individual player stat. If you do choose to keep plus minus in your league, you get 1 point for a plus and lose a point for a minus. For what it's worth, my advice is to get rid of it. Yahoo made another interesting choice here and chose to keep penalty minutes in the league again this year. Personally, I like including penalty minutes, but as a commissioner of leagues, I actually don't include them anymore because, similar to plus minus, a lot of people have a problem with it. The main argument against penalty minutes is that you're rewarding players for negative behavior. The argument for PIMs is that, who cares, this isn't real life hockey, it's called fantasy hockey. And it's a trackable stat that's fairly consistent, and it adds value to a whole other group of players. But as a commissioner, I don't feel strong enough either way, so I just leave it out to avoid the arguments. Having said that, if you are going to keep penalty minutes in your league, I definitely disagree with Yahoo's evaluation of them. By default, Yahoo has penalty minutes at 0.5. So in other words, 4 penalty minutes is equal to an assist. So in this case, with goals being worth 3, I would put penalty minutes at 0.3. So 10 penalty minutes equals 1 goal. Yahoo also awards an extra point for power play points. And the last skater stat that Yahoo includes is shots on goal. Yahoo gives 0.4 for a shot, which is on the high side of okay for me. I usually like it around 0.3, or in terms of scoring, 10 shots is equal to 1 goal. So that's the end of Yahoo's scoring for skaters. There are 2 significant stats that are missing, though, and that would be hits and blocks. Hits and blocks are in most modern leagues, and I would definitely suggest adding it into Yahoo's default settings here. The reason for hits and blocks, again, is it adds value to defensemen. Otherwise, D can end up being pretty insignificant. One of the ongoing debates in fantasy hockey is always going to be what to do with goalies. We are going to be doing a specific goalie episode in our next series, so you can look forward to that for a more in-depth look into the goalie world. But for now, let's take a look at Yahoo's default scoring for goalies. Wins are worth 4, goals against are worth -1, saves worth 0.2, shutouts worth an extra 2. Getting a good balance for goalies can be complicated to figure out, so let's take a look at how the settings in Yahoo would translate into a real game. In a 3-2 win where the goalie faced 30 shots, which would be a solid game for a goalie in a pretty standard game, in a 3-2 win, the goalie would get 4 points for the win, plus 5.6 points for the 28 saves, but then would lose 2 points for letting in 2 goals. So if you add all that up, the total points for a fairly standard win would be 7.6 fantasy points. Whereas if the goalie were to get a shutout in that same situation, it would be worth 11.6 points, because 2 less goals allowed, plus the 2 points for the shutout. So overall, using Yahoo's default settings in 22-23, the leading goals were in the 345 to 365 point range, whereas the top skaters came in at about 480 to 520 fantasy points. Personally, I'm fine with this skater-to-goalie value balance, but I wouldn't mind the goalies being a little bit more valued. So let's take a look at the setup of some of the more popular points leagues out there. The Keeping Carlson podcast have a tier-based league that's open to their patrons called the Kakupful, or K-K-U-P-F-L. Kakupful. The skater stats would be goals worth 4.5, assists worth 3, shots on goal 0.5, blocks 0.5, hits 0.25, and shorthanded points worth 2. The Kakupful goalies, wins worth 3, saves worth 0.3, goals against worth negative 1.5, and shutouts worth 3. So you can see they add in a couple of bonus points for shorthanded points, which is different than the Yahoo default setup. I would definitely suggest taking a look at joining the Kakupful next season. The Apples and Genos podcast hosts a league called So We Call Ourselves Experts for a bunch of us who write and host shows and analyze fantasy hockey, quote unquote, professionally. In the Experts League, goals are worth 4.5, assists worth 3, shots on goal worth 0.5, hits worth 0.25, blocks worth 0.5. So basically the same as the Kakupful, but with no shorthanded points. Goalies in the Experts League, wins are worth 2, goals against worth negative 1.5, saves worth 0.3, and shutouts worth 2. Very similar, but a little less value placed on goalies. And finally, my own personal league, the Smythe Division. This league has been running for 15 years and we've been tweaking the rules the whole time, and we're very happy with our scoring setup actually at this point. Goals are worth 4, assists worth 3, power play points worth 1, shorthanded points worth 1.5, shots on goal worth 0.33, hits worth 0.33, and blocks worth 0.33. And Smythe Division goalies, wins are worth 5, goals against worth negative 1.25, saves worth 0.225, and shutouts worth 3. So goalies are valued a little bit higher in the Smythe Division than in some of these other leagues we've looked at. At the end of the day, all of these setups have been used a lot and are proven to work well. So my advice is to start with one of these basic setups and then adjust it in any way that you see fit. A nice thing about Yahoo and Fantrax is that when you look at the player rankings, it is based on the way you have your individual league set up. As you make adjustments, Yahoo will automatically update and dynamically show you how that's affecting players' values. Now let's take a look at categories leagues. Categories are cats leagues don't assign individual point values to stat categories, so in theory, there's a lot less to set up. But there are a couple of things to watch out for when you're setting up your categories league. You always want to include an odd number of categories in a head-to-head league. This will drastically cut down on your ties. It's a lot more fun to have the week decided by actual categories that GMs have strategized for, as opposed to having to rely on tiebreakers all the time. One of the balancing acts that you want to be aware of in a categories league would be the balance between how many skater categories and how many goalie categories you're going to have. Again, keeping an odd number total in mind, I usually like to see a 6-3 or a 7-4 skater goalie split. It just doesn't seem right to have only 10% of your roster dictate much more than that. Here's a few examples of good categories leagues that I've seen set up. Five Hole Fantasy Hockey Podcast has a tier-based league set up for their patrons, which alternates each year between points and categories. In 23-24 is a categories year with the following setup: goals, assists, shots on goal, special teams points, hits, and blocks for its skaters, And for goalies, 5-hole is using wins, saves, and save percentage. So overall, a 6-3 skater to goalie balance. One thing you'll notice in there that's different is 5-hole is using special teams points, which combines power play points and shorthanded points into one category. In the Great White North League, we use goals, assists, points, penalty minutes, power play points, shots on goal, face-off wins, hits, and blocks. And then for goalies, we use wins, goals against average, saves, and save percentage. So in that league, you can see we incorporate quite a few more categories and use a 9-4 skater to goalie balance. So again, if you're not sure what to do when you're starting your own league, take a look at some of these different setups and go from there. Hopefully, this has been helpful in explaining some of the different ways you can set up and adjust your scoring setups to suit your preferences. Join me in the next episode where I'll take a look at the funnest part of fantasy hockey, in my opinion, the draft. In addition to what we've talked about today, and as well as the resources listed below in the show description, if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me on Twitter, @TheMikeRogerson. And if you follow me and use the #FantasyHockeyGuide, I'll be sure to get back to your questions right away. I'm Mike Rogerson. Thanks for joining me on the Fantasy Hockey Guide.